We're live. We're live. Excellent, excellent. Hopefully you heard all of that. Is that crackle gone? How's on mine? I'm wondering if it's Mike's headphones. So, something new. Good to have you with us. If you are listening, there was a crunch. There was a crunch. That was a crunch, not a crackle. Very different. If you are with us in the chat, then you'll know the player is above you. If you are just listening on the player, then you need to know the chat is just below that. What's Paul doing? Paul's in the chat, listening to both. So they've moved that voting. So Paul's problem was they were voting, supposedly, in Ohio, with touchscreen machines. I'm thinking there wouldn't have been a great turnout there, Paul, but they've moved it till the 2nd of June. Now, ours has actually moved by a year. So we had local elections, although I'm pretty sure we had ours last year, which would mean we wouldn't, but who knows? And they've moved ours by a year. But we are on day one of the official house arrest here at Matt Bites headquarters. Yes, Boris has announced if it's not essential to go out, we mustn't go out. Which begs the question, why was Boris in a room full of journalists surrounded by medical professionals? Just wondering. But today is the first official day, apparently. However, we have already contained ourselves for 14 days. We're murdering each other yet?
No, I can't hear you. I can hear you on the live radio.
Well, that's fine. You won't hear me unless I turn it up, and you don't hear me twice, do you? I've turned it. It's all in hand, Mike. Don't panic. Ah, Tracy says we're live. Excellent. And apparently our chat's now correct. Mike had it set wrong. Good catch, Paul.
Have you seen it?
What's it saying?
Well, it says 7 o'clock and then before it says an hour before.
Oh, for crying out loud. No, that's the date. 16th of March, 2020, it says. The 20's the year, Mike.
No, it says 7:58 and then 7:02.
Not on mine, it doesn't.
Oh.
Never mind. It's all working. It's fine. Ah, the joys of being live. So our first official day, but we've already been here 14 days. How are you all doing? Let us know in the chat. And as I've said, chat just under the audio player that hopefully you've already pressed play on or you won't be hearing a thing. This is going well, isn't it? Excellent. Now, if you actually want to talk to us, we're going to try that. So if you do actually want to talk to us and the lovely MacBiters, let me know and we'll see if we can weave some magic. There's definitely a crackle on this, but I think it's the headphones. Mike's got some cheap garbage headphones here that are crackling on my line. But hopefully you won't be hearing that.
You bought them for me.
Did I buy them for you?
Yes,
but I don't buy expensive stuff, do I? Apart from the Apple things. So what have we been up to today? Remember, let us know if you want to come in and chat. Well, my day's been pretty much trying to tidy things up, I'd say. But this business of working from home, is it driving anybody mad yet? Because I must admit, I've always said to Mike, he goes stir crazy when we're on holiday, massive air quotes, because our holidays tend to be doing personal projects, all computer related. So after about 2 days, it's like, I've got to get out. This was before Lola arrived. Whereas I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. But I feel I was made for this. I don't be concerned about going out at all. So I've just checked my calendar. I've actually just put this in the Slack channel. I've just checked my calendar. And the next thing that can't be cancelled without everybody agreeing is a stone laying ceremony we've got planned on the 18th of October. So I'm quite fine here until the 18th of October. Mike would be going stir crazy. Hello, Jonathan. Jonathan's going to be driving while listening. Right. We won't expect you to be typing much then, Jonathan. But good to know that you are on your way home, I hope. And is that Manchester home or Leeds home? Jonathan has more than one. I think he's nearer us at the moment. I'm getting the vibe you're nearer us, Jonathan. So I'm not stir crazy at all. I'm used to this. But if you're not, let us know what you're finding difficult. What are you struggling with? We've already had calls, haven't we, for do you do virtual training as well as face-to-face training? So I think our virtual training will be working even more than usual, don't you?
Yes.
That's looking likely. We've so far, it's been companies that have no preparedness for this at all, who now don't know how video conferencing works, or particularly video training, the video training aspect of video conferencing. And Neil's on his way back to work. Oh, why? Why have you had to go back? Oh, no. On your way to work. I thought they said back to work. So Neil's on his way to work. Oh, that's not good. Yeah, who can work from home and who can't? Let us know that as well. We know quite a few people who do work from home, but also we've got friends that are in the medical profession, and they most definitely cannot work from home. So they are placing themselves very much on the front line of this, for which we should all be incredibly grateful. It feels a bit odd that all we can do is not make the situation worse by being at home. But we've offered all our friends... And that offer is open to you guys as well. If anybody does need to know anything about video conferencing or training online, creating courses online, which is going to hit our schools very soon, should Boris get off his proverbial backside. We're not allowed to go out unless it's essential, but he's not closed the schools. Yeah, I couldn't work that one out either. And the schools are closed in Southern Ireland, but not Northern Ireland. So people are trying to put courses together very quickly, which can be tricky. I've already had questions about making videos, how to handle audio. So I guess we think of it as easy now. What we do is easy, but it's only easy because we've been doing it for so long. If you could see my desktop right now doing what we're doing here, you'd be thinking, yeah, that doesn't look easy, not in the slightest. But we're used to it. But for people who aren't used to it, some advice would never go amiss. If you are in that category, let us know. So Tracy's saying she can work from home except the physical invoices are tricky to read at half a mile. Yeah, they need to come. Remember faxes? I think they could come back in a big way. People will have them in a cupboard somewhere. So that's some people's only way of getting a physical document to you. They're not trying hard enough, are they? Take a photo with your phone and send that. But people who don't do it every day, and we're in the fortunate position that we do, even when Mike was at work, he is at work about 18 miles away from home, but he's in a place called Macclesfield, in the middle of a field in Cheshire, is how we normally describe it, isn't it? And even though he's there, he can be training people in Australia, New Zealand, China, Sweden, you name it. So a lot of his work is virtual, be he at work or not. So it actually, I don't think, makes that much difference to you.
Not to me.
Not to Mike. But of course, it will do to a lot of other people. So I take it from that, Neil, your school is not closed yet. I can't help but think schools should be closed. Could this be because I've got governor's meetings coming up in 8 weeks? Sorry. Yeah, I'm not going near the place, I can assure you. They should go online. They absolutely should go online. There's actually lots of different ways of getting stuff online as well. If you have fixed in your mind, you know, what we do on YouTube on a Friday or Saturday night, you might think, oh, well, I can't do that because it's live on YouTube. Can't do that. You've also got the expense of the software to actually do it, which, again, we've already got in place, but a lot of people don't have that in place. But it doesn't actually have to be that private. So even Mike and I, who do this all the time, have sat down and said, right, we're going to have to do an inventory of what we've got and what each service would be best for. Some of them are actually free, so they could benefit you greatly. Who's heard of Zoom and who's got a Zoom account? I actually hadn't created a Zoom account because I had no need with the other stuff that we've got. But I know that you did.
I set up a Zoom account.
And you're now using it at work as well?
Yeah.
I'm going to create a Zoom account. Shall I include that in Friday's show and how it works and stuff? I think that is a plan. The reason that Zoom is very popular is it's priced less than other things you may have heard more, like WebEx and WebEx GoToMeeting. No, is it Citrix GoToMeeting?
No, it's Citrix WebEx.
Citrix WebEx and
GoToMeeting.
So those ones can be incredibly expensive, but Zoom give you a completely free account. And that would be good enough to share your screen, share other people's screens. The limit is it three people in a thing? Three people in
three
a meeting?
People. Yeah,
40 minute limit, three people in a meeting. But, you know, if you have nothing else, that's absolutely free, which is definitely worth it.
That's not good, is it?
That is not good. No, Tracy's saying that her son and her fiance are both doctors. I mean, that's dangerous enough. But the fact that your would-be daughter-in-law is high risk and now somebody's got flu-like symptoms is not good. I mean, I think half of this is going to be the worry. And she's not allowed to work, which doesn't help matters. But, you know, support roles are just as important. Our beautiful adopted daughter, the daughter that adopted us, not the other way around. This is weird, isn't it? But
I thought you were talking about Lola.
No, our other adopted daughter. We adopted Lola, Rachel adopted us. It's like, it's the circle that just keeps giving. She's actually a nurse on the front line. But a couple of years ago, when the Manchester bomb happened, it wasn't in a department that she was on call. Hers were scheduled procedures. But that night, her hospital was on the front line of that, and she slept through it. She didn't get the message until the following morning. And she felt so bad that she hadn't gone in. But I said, no, it's so important that there's new, fresh people to go in, sort of probably about 10 hours later, to take over from the front line who are completely exhausted. So even if she can't actually face-to-face with a patient, sometimes just somebody who is knowledgeable, who can share that in a different way, is such an important role. And this is going to go on for months and months, so we can't have our doctors worn out and peaking too early, can we?
No.
Or indeed getting ill on the job, which could be even worse. Terrible, terrible situation. I feel bad that all we can offer is support in the tech thing, but from the calls I'm getting and from what's happened with you today, that's actually going to be incredibly important. Yeah. Just even providing people with, we know we've got friends who are in their late 70s, early 80s, who've got Alexas, and they have no idea they can be used as intercoms between rooms. So not only can you make calls between households on Alexa, you see, you had no idea, did you?
No.
He's looking at me blankly.
No,
can it?
Turn the lights on.
I know, that's the one thing we ask Alexa to do all the time. But even that, if you've got smart bulbs, you don't have to touch the switch, do you? And that's one less thing to touch.
True.
So just effing blind at Alexa until she actually does turn the lights over. She's got to go into a call centre. Oh, I mean, that's just crazy. That's just crazy. Call centre work you could definitely do from home. I don't know why people don't do that. I've had a couple of calls this week and I can tell when I'm talking to them. One was that woman at the internet company we talked to, who for a start had a foreign accent that was very difficult to understand, but even made even worse by the fact she was in a call centre and there was so much background noise and we kept having to say, sorry, could you repeat that? You know, you feel really bad and you're thinking, God, she's in this environment. You'd be sitting there, wouldn't you, wrapped around yourself, petrified. Not good. Not good at all. So our fingers are crossed for you, Tracy. Absolutely. So that's what we've been up to, helping people as and when. So we're going to be putting together a show that kind of formalises all the stuff that, particularly stuff that's free. I mean, Skype's free, but Skype can be a nightmare. Skype can be a total nightmare. Every time I go into it, they've updated it so radically in the interface, I can't find the basics of what I'm actually looking to do. Now, you use it more than I do. But is that Skype or is it Skype for Business?
Skype for Business.
How different is that?
Not that different, to be honest.
Is it the Mac version that's different? Because I've looked at that and thought, what's that?
I only use the Mac version for making phone calls.
I only use the Mac. I treat Skype as a phone. I don't treat Skype as a chat thing and all the rest of it. But I find that they've kind of hidden the telephony side of it now and they're promoting the other side more. So those are the features that are in your face, your chat channels and other things like that. But to me, it's like I want to talk to somebody and they're abroad and I don't want to use the minutes on my phone because I get charged. So I use Skype. The other thing I sometimes use Skype for is dialing into the audio part of a conference if they're not providing VoIP. But most people provide voice over IP now, so I hardly use it for that. I've got 3 minutes. If you have Office 365, which is an incredibly good deal to start with, you can get 60 minutes free of Skype calls per month. They can't be rolled over, I don't believe. You have to hook up your account to do it, but I've already done that. I know you've done that. I have a Skype in number, which means I get free calls anyway because I'm paying through the nose for the number. That is, in effect, my landline. So we used to have in the house 3 incoming telephone lines. One was the house phone, One was my business phone and one was a fax line. And when my mum died and we didn't need the household one because we both got mobiles and free minutes, we took a serious look at the telephony. At one point, our internet connection was coming in through that. And we had a grand speed of 10, didn't we? 10 down and 1 up. And believe it or not, at the time, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. But once we went cable, so our internet comes in via a cable, we didn't actually need any of these phone lines. So we decided we would cancel the contracts on all three, and we saved over £1,100 a year doing that. We replaced it with a Skype in number. So we have our local area code is 0161. And you could choose where you had your number. So if you talk to a lot of people in America, you can actually have an America in number. But we decided we'd stick to where we geographically are. And I actually have a Skype in number that anybody ringing it would not be aware that it wasn't a landline. So to me, Skype is my landline. And obviously, people can Skype you with your Skype name as well. So Skype's incredibly important. I think it would be a great idea, Tracy, if they gave everybody some free minutes, you know, at least sort of 60 or 120 free minutes. That would be great. I know Skype to Skype calls are still free, but that necessitates the person at the other end having a Skype account. And as Mike pointed out today, when we were talking about helping the people in our group who are considerably older than us, would you say? Considerably. It might be a little bit difficult for them to use video conferencing, but if all they had to do was dial a landline number, they'd be happier with it. And if they're going to do that, they may get charged. If they've got Skype, they could dial abroad. I think it would be really good if they did that. Let's see what Microsoft step up and do. Some people are doing the most amazing things, and others I thought,
doing nothing.
No, no, no. The one I'm thinking of, and I'll explain what I mean, are expecting other people to help first. So first story I saw was Cristiano Ronaldo, who has shut his hotels down as hotels and has handed over the lot for emergency beds. But he's also paying the wages of the medical staff, which is generosity unbounded. Absolutely amazing. Is this chat on the old YouTube thing too? No, it's not, Simon. It's completely audio tonight. We've gone old school. Nothing to see, basically. Otherwise, it would just be slides. So, no, you're in the right place. You've got everything. Good evening, Kim. Good to have you with us. We're discussing who has been generous and beyond all reason. And I'm saying Cristiano Ronaldo has been incredibly...
He's been naughty and nice.
Yeah, so Cristiano Ronaldo has been incredibly nice. That is a very, very generous offer, that. I mean, handing over all his hotel beds is one thing, because that's a loss of income, isn't it? But income that you never had, you never miss. But to provide the medical staff as well and to pay for them is amazing. No, the one I was thinking of that I thought that's a bit rich was Paul Pogba. And he has put a fundraiser together where we give money. And if he reaches $33,000, he'll match it. Well, whoopee-doo. I mean, how many people are in a position to give over any money to anything at the moment because they don't know what's going to happen tomorrow?
True.
He's got more than enough money to give $33,000 if he wants to. He isn't even playing at the moment, so he's actually being paid for doing completely nothing. Oh, hello, hi, Deb. Yeah. Hello, Deb. Audio unboxing. We could do, couldn't we? We could. That would be riveting. Actually, an audio unboxing would be perfect for the second mug that Mike bought me. To go with my It's Too Peoply mug, I have another mug.
Have you got the bleep machine out?
And I do have a bleep machine.
Right. Well,
basically, it's, do I look like a bleep people person? And Mike's smiling broadly.
You could say the word and press the bleep machine.
I have got a bleep machine. I've got a little,
as I'm monitoring the live output, we'd be able to see.
No, I'm not risking. I'm not risking the two being bang on in sync.
In case we get taken off the air.
Exactly. I do have a bleep machine. It's there. There's my bleep machine. But if I do that, I might deafen everybody. But just to prove I've got a bleep machine. Are you ready? There's my bleep machine, you see. So I do have a bleep machine. Right, where are we going on here then? So Kim's free, went to the grocery store, no bread. Oh dear.
Ah, I heard that.
No, what?
I heard the bleep.
Hey, I told you there was a bleep. I know exactly what I'm doing, you know. This setup's amazing. No bread. I think the gluten-free stuff's going to just disappear. And I can't eat the normal stuff, no. So I don't think I'll be eating that for a long, long time.
We've got one pack of biscuits.
We've got one pack of biscuits left.
We'll be breaking into that Toblerone that I got for Christmas.
You see, you had the foresight with the mug, the two people-y mug, and I had the foresight with the Toblerone that should actually keep us going for about a month.
Yes.
So we've now put it in a glass cabinet, and it says, in case of emergency, get the chisel out. Luckily, that is actually in date till next year.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we could actually break that up into individual pieces and get it to people. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Ah, see, I do know what I'm doing. Oh, no fruit in the supermarket. Ah, now I do like my fruit, I must admit. Must admit. So Paul's catching up on training instead. A lot of people have said that to me. I've had a couple of reviews of my courses as well.
The Toblerone hasn't been started yet, Simon.
Yep.
You probably just heard us
say. Yep, the Toblerone is in reserve, Simon. When we open the Toblerone, we will be videoing
It'll
that.
It'll be an unboxing.
It'll be an unboxing, that will. Absolutely. Because it's huge. That is huge. And it's in two boxes. Mm. It's in the triangular box and it's in the big brown box. How about making your own gluten-free bread? Tracy, I'm not really allowed in the kitchen. Never ends well when I go in the kitchen.
I should make Matt Bites. Flapjack.
Oh, yeah, Matt Bites flapjack.
We haven't got all the ingredients.
Actually, Tracy, that's a good idea. My mum used to do that and she made the most amazing bread, gluten-free stuff. She played around until she got the perfect recipe and then left it to me in her will. The reason that we probably wouldn't, we'd need a bread machine because we don't have a large oven. I'll explain that. We don't have a cooker. Now, before you are horrified, what we do have is what they called
something
halogen hobs. We have four halogen hob rings, so that's absolutely fine. But oven wise, we have a tiny little oven because we only ever eat fresh stuff, don't we? That we cook, so we don't really need to bake or anything like that. So we lost the cooker to replace it with another fridge for all our fresh food. Which we're not going to be able to buy anymore.
Yeah, but the second fridge is now full of Toblerone.
That's a good point. The second fridge is full of Toblerone. The second fridge is the treat fridge.
Mm.
And it's full of white Toblerone.
Yes.
But we need to put an order in with somebody. Yeah, bread machine, that's what's needed. Yeah, we should have thought of that. I doubt we'd get all the ingredients that you need to make that, though. You need weird stuff like guar gum in it. So... it's not like normal bread.
We'll stick to white Toblerone.
We'll stick to white Toblerone instead for the foreseeable. That'll work.
And don't cakes.
This is gold for the detailed map of Matt Pyatt's headquarters I'm putting together. Oh, yes. The kitchen is very strange. Our kitchen is very tiny. The house is about, I think it was the 50s it was built. Because Joyce would have remembered. So yeah. I think it was built in the 50s. And the kitchens were quite small back then. But obviously, since then, you know, I reckon at the time, not everybody even had a washer. So you'd have a cooker and you'd have a fridge. And that would probably be it.
That reminds me.
What?
The clothes are in the washer. The
clothes are in the washer. You need to rescue them.
No. I'll do it later.
But obviously, since then, we've now got microwaves and multiple kettles and multiple fridges and freezers, washers, dryers, dishwashers. There's no way they're all going in our kitchen. So what we do is the ones that make a noise, because I'm basically training. There's training going on here virtually 24/7. Mm. We don't like the noise, you know, the noises that washers mustn't make. Even the microwave I can hear. So we put all of those outside in the garage. Totally separate building. So while everybody else's house is vibrating with the washer going, ours is totally quiet. And leaking, yeah. One of our friends has just had a brand new floor fitted and they took the washer out to have it fitted, which leaked. And then they put it all back in and then it leaked again. So she's had the floor replaced twice so far because of a leaking washer. So the old one was taken out and she's now had two new ones. So three floors in 2 weeks. Because of a leaking washer. We don't care if our washer leaks, but the fun of it is, since we moved it outside, it hasn't leaked once. Only leaked in the house. So now it's outside and we don't care. So that's where all our stuff is, Simon, so add that to your map. Now, the important stuff is all under lock and key, literally under lock and key. In probably two rooms, three rooms.
Mm.
Yeah, because that's another thing we've got to think about. They're telling everybody to work from home, which is grand if you can do that. But do people actually have the room? It's not just about the tech, is it?
No, I was speaking to somebody today at work, and she said it's a strange old time having to work from home. She said, my husband's there, my son's there, my dog's there. She said, it's going to be quite strange.
I think it is.
I said, yes, and there's only so much daytime TV you can watch.
Oh, yes. Some of our friends are saying I've taken to watching daytime TV, and I said it was just as well. Jeremy Kyle's not on anymore. Neil's at work. Yay. Holding professional learning for Microsoft Teams. Oh, now Mike uses Microsoft Teams. That's what they're using. So all gearing up for online delivery. Brilliant. And all the kids have already got their Office 365 subs. Just got to get the passwords out. Well, that'd be good. Now, Microsoft have actually... Mike can find the link and put it in the chat. Off you toddle. It's on YouTube. I'll put it in the black hole for you, I think. Microsoft have just released a whole load of training for Microsoft Teams for just this kind of circumstance. So I'll get Mike to put the link in for you, Neil. Might come in handy, if not for you, then for some of the children. You're not really putting a map together. If you want to put a map together, put a map together. We might do a tour at some point. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, the Teams training was actually quite useful. Mike had it rolled out.
When did you put it in the black hole?
Oh, maybe I didn't put it in the black hole.
Hang on, is it that one?
I'm sure I did. It was today. It was definitely today. It was basically just some training in it. Mike's had to roll out. He's had to get up to speed with it. And then he has had 5 minutes flat to get the training rolled out to other people who now need to use it. And some of those people are actually off site already, and then they don't want to actually go back in. So one of the important things that came around at Mike's place of work was a little Billy Doo saying, don't forget to take all your kit home every night, in case you can't come in tomorrow. So the official line at the moment is, if you can work from home, then do work from home. But as you're saying, if there's multiple people in a house, how viable is that? We have two dedicated spaces that are all kitted up. So I could literally stand up in my office, walk into my studio and carry on. I think, Mike, you'd have to take kit in there. Mm. You wouldn't be using mine.
No.
But there is enough room to go in there. There's microphones set up.
You can't use mine.
No, you're quite happy to use mine if you want. But the thing is...
if I'm training Windows?
No. So there's space in front of an iMac, an older iMac, to put a laptop. There's microphones in there, which means you could actually record it on the Mac if you needed to. Mm. And there's a backup recorder as well. We should you should sort all of this out for Friday, you know, so you can actually see what we do.
For sure.
But you still have a problem, which is these rooms are next to each other. So if we're both training at the same time, you don't want any cross audio. So actually, I think you would have to go downstairs. So we're just lucky that there's the two of us and the dog. Mm. And she's been ever so good, apart from last night. Yes. Went out for a walk, was the story, with her first family. Mm. Got let off the lead in the park. Oh, yes. Look at all that mud. I think I'll just jump in it. Came home filthy from head to toe. And that was before we got on to eating the sticks. So she got unceremoniously dumped in a bucket of water. Back legs first, front legs next. Spent the rest of the night a bit peeved with us, wouldn't you say? But she did find in the bed in the evening the hot spot on the blanket and lay there all night.
I'm just reading Simon's comments.
Right. Top tip for those new to working from home. Tell the family to wait until the worst of the toilet flush is open before opening the door. That is so true.
I went to the loo on Friday night, Saturday night.
Did you really?
Yes. So if anyone was listening to After Hours on Saturday night and heard the toilet flush.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't, because you can't hear the dog squeak the chicken.
Oh, that's true.
We did make the point, though, that now we're under house arrest. Thank the Lord we got enough squeaky chickens for Lola. I think she's got enough squeaky chickens for the next 3 years. Mm. And what was she like this afternoon? Squeaking like crazy. That is a good point, though. There will be noises at home. I trust we've all seen the meme going round, the one about the dog who's holding the business together. It's the picture of a dog, very cute dog, and the dog says, you know, now she's working from home, I'm in the conference all the time and everybody loves it. I'm the only thing holding their business together right now. Which is pretty much, in fact, you get my link to the one on Twitter that I posted with the dog. There's a lovely video that I found. And find the other one as well so Tracy can see. It's such a cute little dog face. And the thing that was that made me smile with it, it came in and it looked like a proper text as though the dog had actually sent the text. The other video that I found was a beautiful puppy. It didn't look that old. Certainly no more than 3 months old. And its mom is trying to work on an Apple computer and the dog is having none of it. It's just too cute. So I've sent Mike across to his desk.
So it's on Twitter.
No, it was on Facebook.
You just said Twitter.
Well, I meant Facebook. You know me. I don't touch Twitter at the moment. Mind you, having said that, I did watch Boris's conference live on Facebook, which was good because as I'm watching it, I'm thinking, is this guy for real? How did he ever get voted in? Then I thought of the alternatives and thought, that's how he got voted in.
Somebody's just posted a picture of 24 toilet rolls.
Who has posted a picture of 24 toilet rolls?
John Barsley, and said Christmas has come around.
Tesco must have had a delivery of toilet rolls. Oh, what was I saying? Oh, you've interrupted me now. You've totally lost my train of thought. Somebody tell me what I was talking about. Age is a terrible thing.
Right, that one.
That's the one. Get the link to the video. I don't think you need a Facebook account. It's coming in. So Simon's office is right next to the loo and it sounds like the house is caving in. We're actually incredibly lucky. A few years ago, you know how things go in houses with house improvements and they come in cycles. When I was a kid, people were having sliding doors put in between the dining room and the living room. And then, they were so passé. At which point, these sliding doors were taken out and archways became a thing. And my mum was like, I'm not having sliding doors. I'm not having an archway. It's not safe. The room should be separate and I can lock the doors. And I'm, whatever, mum, whatever. Then the next trend that came in was bathrooms. And we have a separate bathroom and toilet. And the trend came in to knock the two together and that way it looked like the bathroom was bigger. But you lost half of the landing. And my mum, I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous. That means you can't use the bathroom if somebody's on the toilet. So we have a separate toilet, which means it's a very tiny room, so it's not echoey. And it's far enough away from both the studio and the office not to bother us. Washed and dried my hand sanitizer. The bottle blew up. Oh, good grief. We bought some soap and can't get it out, can we? You know this hand thing that you push on the top?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
The pump.
The pump. The pump on the soap. Mike said, the pump's broken on the soap. So I had a look and I said, it's all right. We've got more than one. So when you finish the first one, don't throw the pump away because the second one's got a broken pump. iOS can't copy a link from the chat. Oh, no, that's not good. Is it not even clickable? Oh, that's dreadful. Where could we put that instead? Tell you what, we'll put it into Slack. Go put it into Slack, Mike. Put it in the random channel into Slack.
We need a dog's channel.
Hilarious, horrible histories. Oh, those sliding doors. I remember my aunt had them put in. And to make matters worse, because they were glass and sliding, on the top of them, they had to cover up the runners. So there was a little shelf. And people started putting things on the little shelf, you know, like their little trinkets. And I always remember that she had pewter pots up there. It looked like a pub. They were hideous. And she was very, very married to her sliding doors. So when the trend came in to take them out and put the arches in, she wouldn't do it. She said, no, I like the sliding doors. Now, they were there until she left the property in 1994.
There you go. It's in random.
I can see it appeared in random. I saw it. I saw it pass. Excellent. That puppy is adorable, isn't it? Oh, that was so my boy. I remember trying to get a web project together when Maya was about 3 months old and he was having none of it. He was jumping up on his hind legs. He was thumping my arm. Oh, he knew no decorum, didn't Maya? Nan's toilet's so narrow, I had to decide if he wanted to walk it forward or back in. My gran had an outside toilet until probably about only 10 years before she died. It was in an area of Manchester called Old Trafford. So it was actually not far from the football. And it was all, what do you call it? It was rented property. Is it housing agency?
Council.
No, it wasn't council. I think it was an agency of some description. But all of the properties had outside toilets until the mid-80s, mid to late 80s. And they then decided they were doing a whole revamp on it. And she got an inside toilet and bathroom, which was a fiasco. Do you remember why? Because just as she got this inside toilet, her legs got that bad she couldn't climb up the stairs. So she'd have been better off with the outside toilet, to be honest. She ended up, poor lady, with a commode in the front room. So there is something to be said for outside toilets. And we were talking with a friend as well. And this goes back. Well, I remember it when I was a child. This is what she used to do. Do you remember the Radio Times? The Radio Times, if you're not in the UK, is a magazine, and it used to be at this stage dedicated to only a listing. It's a TV listing magazine, but only for one channel. So it's BBC One. Well, BBC One and BBC Two. It only had their two channels in it. And it was called the Radio Times because it had Radio Times in it as well. So Radio One, Radio Two, etc. And my gran used to get it religiously for my granddad. And when she'd done with it, she would cut it up into cubes and it went in the toilet instead of toilet paper. And that has come back. People have said this week, oh, you know, if you run out of toilet paper, there's always the newspapers. And people were saying to me, good grief, I remember when my grandmother, and I said my grandmother did that as well. I mean, they knew then, having lived through the war, exactly how to make ends meet, didn't they? We don't actually get a newspaper, so, and I'm not wiping my backside on my iPhone, which gets Apple News. That's not happening. Have we got any paper we could use? Is there any, all that stuff that comes through the door, I suppose. I'm sure I've got, you know what we do have that we could afford to spare? If it actually got to that level, what could we use instead? Oh, challenging Mike here. He's got no clue. I told you those telephone directories would come in useful. We do have some old telephone directories that are about 4 inches thick. Mm. They would see us out for at least a year. Things are bad, aren't they? You only got it at Christmas. Yeah, we used to do that. My mum didn't buy it. But my dad used to buy a newspaper. And to be honest, there was only ever two channels, wasn't there? You either watch one or you watch the other or you turned it off. It's not like now. It really isn't like now. Although, having said that, we're talking to a lady who's had been to visit friends, and she has Netflix, but she doesn't have Amazon Prime. And they started watching a TV programme while she was there, and it was on Amazon Prime. And she watched the first two episodes, and then she said, oh, I don't have Amazon Prime. So the other couple said, oh, that's fine. The next time we watch it, come around. You can watch it with us. But of course, now everybody's under house arrest. She's knackered. We don't have Netflix, but we do have Amazon Prime TV, but I can't be bothered watching most of it, to be honest. Oh, a Japanese toilet seat. Is that like the ones in France?
That's just a hole.
I know, the ones in France amused me when we went to France, because we went to France and we had no idea. I was young, what can I say? And the French public toilets on, because they don't have motorways, do they? You have to pay in France if you want to use like a freeway.
A bit like here
now, but back then, you know. So we were on the old roads, and the old roads had stopping points like service areas, but they were very incredibly primitive. So my mum said, I'll go in first. So she went into the toilets, and she was literally in there 2 seconds, and she came out and she said, made a mistake, that's the gents. And I said, is it? And I'm thinking, that says ladies to me. But obviously it was in French, so maybe I was wrong. So she walked around the other side, went in that one, came out and said, I'm confused. And it was because the toilet is literally a hole in the floor with two, like, footprints. And the idea is that you stand on the footprints and squat. Well, my mother never got over that, I can assure you. And she said, what if we brought your grandmother? Because my grandmother had very, very bad osteoarthritis. There's no way she could have squatted anywhere. And I thought, she's got a point. I mean, there were no disabled toilets. That's appalling.
I'm sure things have changed.
Well, I would say things had changed. But when we got, this is a good story. How do we get on to this? We're an amazing for a tech show.
We'll take some calls.
Oh, we can do. Why, are you sick of me?
No.
No, we got to where we were going, right? And I had to ask for directions, which I did in perfect French. But when they spoke back to me, that was when the trouble started. Anyway.
Japanese toilet seats are heated.
Oh, nice.
The exec seats at Old Trafford.
Oh, the executive seats, absolutely. So we got to the place we were looking for, And I'd said, we can't miss it. It was supposed to be a huge basilica. Anyway, we got to the place and we had to go around a one-way system in the town. So we're going around this one-way system and we stopped at the lights. And I had to watch what my father was doing because he was driving his own car and obviously on the wrong side of the road. And he wasn't the best driver to start with. So I was watching him like a hawk. I might only have been 15, but I could well have had to have taken over. He went round a roundabout the wrong way. Don't ask. How we got back from that holiday, I don't know, but somehow we did. So we're in the town centre. We're stopped at the lights. I'm watching my father as my mother said, "Oh, look, look at that pub." And I glanced round and she said, I said, "Where?" And she said, "The saloon doors." And there were some saloon doors and there was nothing over the top and nothing underneath. There was just these saloon doors. As a guy pushed the doors, came out and zipped up. It wasn't a pub. It was a public urinal behind two swinging saloon doors. And my mum went, "Oh, my God."
Yeah, but what about those at Old Trafford?
They're even worse. Shall I describe? Hope no one's eating. Shall I describe what they're like?
You weren't there. You only saw the pictures.
I have seen those.
Have you?
I have. They're like pipes, drain pipes at angles, the ones I'm thinking of. Oh, you're thinking of the ones that are like saloon doors with no saloon doors, aren't you? No, I'm thinking of the pipes. At Old Trafford, people have a nasty habit of not finding a toilet, shall we say. Well, when I say people, I mean the men.
You're urinating up the wall.
I mean the men.
Yes.
I'm being delicate. No, I mean the men. And they've put these things in on street corners. And if you've ever seen George Clooney's film, The Three Kings, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But basically, they're drain pipes at an angle. And the gents use them in full view of the rest of us. I went off on one, didn't I?
Yeah.
I bet there are none there this week. Right. OK, let me catch up on the chart. You started it with your lack of space for appliances. You're quite right. Our appliances are well out of the way. We've no room for a bidet. Absolutely no room. My mum used to say, always carry a packet of tissues. You know, we have them. I don't know if you have them in the States. There's like 10 tissues in a little packet. And she always made me carry one of those just in case. The Elizabethan thing of doing it out the window. Pretty much, Simon, it was. Pretty much. Absolutely. So does anybody...
Scroll down.
Am I scrolling down or up? That's down.
Kim said something about that when she lived in Japan.
Oh, that'll be up.
Oh.
Now it's not scrolling at all. Oh, there we go. There we go.
No, it's further down.
Further down it's than that. There it is. Wait, oh, there's a link. I can go have a look at that link now. Let me have a look.
That you went in front ways to the toilet, so I backed in like we do in the States.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe it was so tricky, would you? You would not believe it was so tricky. Oh. No. Good grief, have you seen the price? Wow. Mind you, having said that, if you're not in the UK, you'd think this was insane, but this is happening. You go into certain places now and there are instructions on the toilet wall of how to use the toilet. And it was because there were some foreign students standing on the toilet. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're in local colleges. Mm. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, Mike wants to try this Skype thing. So who's up for a Skype call coming in online?
Where's my headphones?
Mike's putting his headphones on and everything so we can hear. So who's up for that? Let me know. Let me know. I'll go in the chat. Let me know. Tell us how you're getting on. Are you going stir crazy? Tracy is. Excellent. OK, Tracy. Right. Have you got Skype open? If you've got Skype open, this is my Skype name. It's simple. There you go. Now, where's Skype gone?
Just call Tracy.
Ooh, let's lose all of these windows that I've got. Oh, there's Skype in the corner. Right, hopefully I will hear Skype if it comes in. So let's have a look and see if that works. Let's try it, Tracy. Give me a ring. Heaven knows what you'll hear from me. You could have me 15 times. It worked last night with Mike and I, but we weren't doing a broadcast and everything else at the time. But what we could possibly do is mute that and make sure we can hear the Skypey thing, because that's going to the headphones. So, where you go, Tracy. Give us a ring and let's see if we can pick up that call. That would be so cool. I'm going to try this tonight. If we could get this working, then we'll create a schedule. We'll have people on every night. Because by Friday, we should be going stir crazy. Yeah.
Each person can host the show.
Yeah, each person can host it. Think of it as an audition. Are you going to give us a ring, Tracy? I'm in Skype. I'm ready. And so Skype, I think. Let's grab Skype. Should we do that? Right, that way we should hear it ringing, because I might not hear it ringing otherwise. But I've got my volume on. So let's see what happens. Oh, waiting. Can't find you. Oh, no, that's not good. Let me try and find you. Okay. Ah, it's moving. Don't move. Let me grab that. Right, people. Ah, but that's all, isn't it? Let's do a call there and search. Let me see if I can find you. Mm-hmm. I pressed enter. I did press enter. Maybe is Skype having a moment? What's that down there? Let's connect with it. I don't want that, do I? Why are you not coming up as people? This is day two of you. This is officially. Well, I've put your name in and it's not finding you either. This isn't good. Can I just make a call? Let's do a call. There's a call.
New call.
And then put a search in. And all I'm getting is find friends. So how would I add a friend? Send them an invitation. You should come up there. Copy the link. Connect with anyone by sharing a link on your profile with them, even if they're not on Skype. Whoa, there's a link. Let's see if this one works, Tracy. Right. Now, I know it says join Skype and you're already on Skype, but give it a go. What will it be like in 12 weeks? It'll be like, what's that film? The one with Wilson. Castaway. It'll be like Castaway. Can you imagine not being able to have your hair cut? Mike has not his hair cut. You're going to look like Saddam Hussein in that bunker by the time we've finished. Right, let's see if Tracy can find us with that link. I don't know why it wouldn't come up.
No.
I can start a conversation, but that's a conversation, isn't it? And that's there coming from my contacts. And what I actually want is that. See, the art side of the technology is working.
Click the link.
Oh, no. Why isn't it working? I can't see you either. Is Skype having a moment, Mike?
I don't know.
Do we know if Skype's having a moment? What if I add you to my contacts? Let's cheat. Right, let's go into the contacts and add Tracy as a contact. And then hopefully that'll ripple through. Create a contact. Okay, Tracy. Right. And let's put in... Doesn't have a Skype number, does it? Does it have a Skype? Can you add a field and it know it's Skype?
No.
That's poor, isn't it? Put it under instant message, maybe?
Yeah, go on.
Let's try that. I would have thought you could type that in. Right, let's add that like that. So I've added you to my contacts using your Skype name. We should have this fixed by Friday, shouldn't we? Right, I'm going to... No, I can't do that. Let's have a look again and type that in. See what it comes up with. It's saying not in the Skype directory, but you're getting the same message, which is bad news. Nope. Not coming up. I have no idea. Maybe it is having a minute.
Unless you try via an email address.
Oh, I've got a wave. I can see you waving. Right. Right. Accept. Yay. Right. We're connected. Let's see how we go from there. And it's coming in. Excellent. Coming in all over the place. Hello. Hey, yes, I can hear you. Right, let's get you live.
Finally came up as Elaine from Manchester.
Say again?
It finally came up as Elaine in Manchester.
That's me. Fantastic. Hello, how are you?
Cooking supper, probably what all the noise in the background is.
No problem at all. What are you having?
Courgette soup.
Oh, sounds gorgeous. I like courgettes.
Do you?
Mm. We have had, when there was a worldwide shortage of courgettes, when I was eating them like crazy, a friend dropped some off and couldn't get them through the door, but posted them through the letterbox. So we came back and there was three courgettes sticking out of the letterbox. We know how to live.
And the dog didn't eat them?
Nope. She was so good. She's very good. I think it's vegetables. She's not keen.
Do we have to have Skype? No, Skype.
It's all kind of fruit and veg.
I adore fruit and veg. Absolutely.
The dog eats all kinds of fruit and veg.
Wow. Our lad, Maya, did eat once a Swede. But only because he didn't realise it was vegetables. Once he did, he didn't touch it again. And what he used to do, which was so adorable, we used to buy Pedigree Chum food, and there was a beef and veg tin. And in it was carrots and peas. And he used to eat it, but he would take the peas in his mouth, rinse the gravy off, and then line the peas up along the back kitchen step. It was like his little process of don't give me peas.
Oh, you haven't seen ours shelling peanuts.
Oh, wow.
And walnuts.
God, no, we didn't dare risk him with nuts. That would be like weaponizing him.
No, she cracks them open and just eats the inside.
How amazing. Oh, I wonder what Lola would do. She's too busy with a squeaky chicken.
I'll send you a video sometime.
Absolutely, that would be fantastic. So what day of your house arrest are you under?
Well, we're not exactly under house arrest. We're just requested to stay inside.
That's pretty much where we're at. But Mike's company has requested that anybody who can work from home does. And now Boris has. And we don't have kids to take to school, so we're okay.
Well, there you are. So we have been closed here for nearly a week.
Oof. I think ours should be, really. I think it's dangerous for people taking the children to school. We do have a rule here. In my day, you could go to school under your own steam. And I know Mike did because it was just up the road. But the rule here is you have to be taken by an adult. So that means adults going out when they've been told not to. I really can't see this lasting, but...
Yeah, it's the same as the sheep.
I think the flip side of the children at school thing, if they're sent home, who are they going to stay with? If the parents can't be absent from work, then it may be the grandparents that look after them. So, you know, it was like the best of a bad job.
I guess it is. But, you know, you've got to think about the teachers as well, haven't you? You've got their own families. Yep. There's no good answer to this.
No.
Because even if they provided some kind of sort of community support for them, then they're still mingling.
Uh-huh.
But I think it is. The thing here is, if you have a child in school and you are... even if you are self-isolating and you don't send that child to school, then the school must mark them as being persistently absent. And that has a legal meaning here.
I know, how ridiculous. I know what it means. I mean, you get into trouble as a parent and could be fined.
Well, the parents will be fined for not sending them in. And the figure goes against the school. And if that figure falls below 90, then they go into special measures. So there's no win situation, I'm afraid. It is terrible.
Yeah, that should be changed by decree in about 3 seconds flat, and that's it.
Want to send the outfit?
You're having fun, aren't you? Yeah, mm-hmm. Mike's got two headphones on here, one with the live feed and one actually listening to you in real time, because the live feed is a little bit behind.
I can hear Tracy cooking.
Yeah, I can hear Tracy cooking. It's amazing, isn't it?
Sorry,
I'm liking that.
Doing the second course.
Not at all. It's fantastic. So is everybody enjoying this? Good. Kim says, cool, we can hear you both. Absolutely. We'll have to have a person on every night. We are not going to allow you to go stir crazy, no matter how long you are under house arrest. We'll just do a live night bites every night and annoy you all. You'll be able to monitor. You'll be able to give us a number at the end of the night as to how crazy you think we've gone today. Friday is double dues. On Friday, we're going live at 7 and 9. Ooh.
I think that the next person on your live chat, your live phone call, should be I can't remember her name now, sorry, but the one that's been on lockdown for 14 days.
Kim, that's Kim.
Finally been for Kim, right.
Yes.
That's it. That's first impressions on coming out into the brave new world.
Yeah, and that means we could have a word with Kiva.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, we could hear Kiva. I think that's a fabulous idea. If Kim's up for it, we're up for it. Yeah, that might get Lola in.
Yeah.
They can have a word with each other. We should do some video with Lola on Friday, I think. Yeah. I think that would be really good. Really good. So, yes, courgettes are zucchini. We never call them that here. I have no idea why it's different. No, there's another one they call...
Zucchini is Italian.
Ah, that'll be why.
Zucchini is Italian. That's where it comes from, because there's such a lot of Italian influence in America. That's where they get it from.
Ah, they also call... there's an eggplant, isn't there?
But we call it aubergine. Aubergine.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
No, same thing, you know, different name.
The origin for British English is from the French, and the origin from American is from the kind of normal Anglo-Saxon name for it. So we're the ones that have gone hoity-toity. She does.
You do know your stuff. That's fantastic.
I'm a bit of a linguist.
I'm terrible. Terrible. Let's not talk about my French O level. It was embarrassing. I can't speak words.
I'll
though.
Say Buenos Noches then, because I said that earlier.
Oh, that was so funny. If you weren't here at the beginning, Paul came in and said
I was. I did see it, yes.
There's Mike speaking Spanish to him.
Spanish and French, yeah.
I thought it was Liverpool. I saw it,
Mike. Buenos Noches, mon ami.
Well, he runs a bar, but...
Paul emigrated from Basingstoke in the UK about 3 years ago. Not Paul in Ohio, Paul in Spain. And he's got two or three bars out there now. Yeah. So I'd imagine he is suffering greatly at the moment. That's probably why we've not heard from him. So we're thinking of you, Paul, if you listen afterwards.
It depends if he's in an autonomous community that's actually shutting down the bars. Not all of them are.
But you've got to think about people's livelihoods, haven't you? It's dreadful.
Yeah.
It is dreadful. And we're also, of course, keeping your family in our thoughts.
Right, so I'll let you go and I'll say in Catalan, which is what we speak here, bona nit, which is the same as bonne nuit and the same as buenas noches. Yeah.
Excellent. Good night.
Good, night. Good evening
we'll talk
to you
to
all.
See you soon.
Enjoy your dinner.
Bonne nuit.
Good night. How cool was that, people? How cool was that? Oh, we can do live phone-ins. This is going to be amazing, isn't it? We are going to entertain all week. Absolutely. So what we need you to do, tonight was like, let's just set the scene. We're not stir crazy yet, but we could get that way very quickly, particularly when the Toblerone's finished, I fear. Probably a good idea, if you want to do the chat, ping me on, use that link that I put in, that I should still have somewhere. Let me go find that link, which is a link to connect with me on Skype. And we can connect, and that way we'll all be hooked up ready. So if you would like to come on, say what you've been doing or what you've... Anything, let us know. We're going to be doing this with our other group, aren't we, when we get them all up to speed on it. We were actually doing some testing yesterday. This is the kind of thing we do, you know, on a Sunday night. And Mike was saying, I think it's a little bit complicated for some of the people we've got. And I said, well, why don't you just Skype them in? Just get them to ring. And he said, can they just kind of ring Skype? And he said, but the problem is then I can only do one person. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure with a Skype in line. So instead of giving them our Skype name, we just give them our Skype in number. I'm pretty sure with that, you can have more than one. You can have a group call. So we tried it. Luckily, I've got three mobile phones, but we won't talk about that. I'm not a drug dealer. I just happen to have three mobile phones all active. Two on pay as you go. And I rang in once and I rang in twice. And yes, you can have a group call of up to 50 people. Oh, we could have one heck of a party, couldn't we, on here? We could. So that's what we're intending to do, this time next week for one of Mike's groups. But absolutely, it works fantastically well. So the best thing we can do is hook up on Skype beforehand. Graham's not here. Graham's probably on his way back from work. He said he had to go in extra this week. The last time we had Graham on live, Graham was petrified. Which we reminded him of.
That was many years ago.
It was many years ago. And I said, well, you can just come on. And we were using Connect at the time. And he said, oh, yes, I'll do that. And then got there and realised. And it was just so funny. Graham, you were fantastic. You were really fantastic. But it petrified him, so he never did it again. But as you've seen, there you go. Tracy set the bar now. And Cooking with Tracy, a new series. Do you know, that he's quite right saying you're getting hungry. Absolutely, I was thinking that I could virtually smell it.
Yeah.
And now Simon's hungry. There is Toblerone downstairs, so we're okay. We've got Toblerone. We haven't ordered anything shopping wise yet, have we?
No.
So we're going into officially day two tomorrow. So have you got training tomorrow?
Yes.
How many training sessions have you got?
Four.
Four in a day. Oh, four, but two are in the evening. So you've got two during the day and two in the evening. I probably do video or something. Probably. I spend most of my time catching up and testing things because once I can get something working, I then want to do something else. So that's probably what I'll be doing tomorrow. But this has been fabulous, fabulous fun. Loved it. Hope you've loved it. What we need you to do is number one, these are your calls to action. Number one, hook up with me in Skype and then you can come on live and let us know what you are struggling with. We might be able to help. If you're working from home, And you think, that doesn't work very well. Maybe there's something else that does. So let us know anything you're struggling with or any questions you've got. You could even ping the questions to us as audio, couldn't you? Yeah, could do that. Because if I don't pick up on Skype, if we're busy doing something else, which we've got to go and do now, then you could leave a message on Skype and I can pick up the audio later. Oh, yes, this is all going to work marvellously.
We've got domestic things to do.
Join the Skype link. The link I've got to hook up, I think, Paul, is that one. Basically, I'm inviting you to Skype, but if you already have a Skype account, it should just say, do you want to hook up with Elaine? And then I'll get a message and then I can say yes, and we can hook up that way. My Skype name is really simple. It's Elaine Giles, no space. So one of those methods should work. Barring that, I can give you a phone number, but that would probably, I don't know how that would be billed.
That's an international call.
Don't know how I'd work that my end if it went out from here. So probably best to hook up on Skype first. So Paul's already got Skype. See if that link works for you. I should get a message. It should ping at my end that you want to hook up. And then I can just click accept and then we'll be all ready to go. That would be a really good idea. So let us know of any topics or apps you want us to look at, any advice you need. We are there. We are there. It's been fabulous fun. Lovely, lovely, lovely to hear from Tracy. I'm liking this being lockdown business. I'm enjoying it so far. So remember I said that on day one, because if I end up looking or acting like Jack Nicholson in The Shining within the week, you'll know I've gone downhill rapidly. Now, what we're going to do next when we finish with this show is we're going to put a repeat on of the review of the year, which was our last show, which was 124. Thank you for that, Mike. I'm glad someone was paying attention. 124. So we'll be playing that. That'll come on next. Other than that, we're going to see you same time, same place, tomorrow night. Hopefully you'll be able to join us, even if you are driving somewhere or whatever. I wonder if Johnny got home. Should have done by now, unless he was going to Leeds. Yeah. And Leeds is about an hour and a bit away. So she'll hear from Johnny, and hopefully he's got some questions as well, like his pen drives and stuff. I mean, literally, you could be at home and just need a cable or something stupid like that. Like me today, had to move the iMac to get to that cable that was already plugged in to replug it in so it would see the drive. And you wonder why I go stir crazy. Anyway, in the meantime, you can, of course, hook up with us on the Slack channel. We are always available in the Slack channel and all of the socials. I'm actually sometimes on Twitter, but I must admit, not often. But I am on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Elaine Giles. And you are on Twitter.
I am.
Go on. He's forgotten.
Twitter.com/ThomasMike.
Yay. And who else is on Twitter?
MacBiteSiri.
And you can follow me at twitter.com/MacBiteSiri.
Yay. Good old MacBiteSiri is on Twitter as well.
The MacBite's teeth.
And the MacBite's teeth. We won't talk about that. So we're going to head off and have something to eat. We really are. We really, really are. And we'll see you tomorrow night. So it's goodbye for now, but we will see you tomorrow. So let me head off that one. Oh, hang on. Where are we? There we go. See you tomorrow.